things. He owned lots of downtown office buildings, some of which we still own. He owned property all over the state. He was always buying.
Mm-hmm.
He always said, and this of course has been attributed to a number of people, that all I want is what's mine and what's next to it. And he did. He kept on acquiring land. And then he would sell some. And then he would acquire some more. And he would try to corner the steer market one year. And he just did lots of things like that. And we have a story that there was something called the Golden Meadow Bridge. I don't know where it was. It was a swindle, and he got caught in it and lost some money, $100,000 in it. He was a rather fabulous man, and I've seen some wonderful old newspaper articles where on the front page they used to have Perry Mack Says, and they would get him to quote on various things that were going on during the day.
He was one of the settlers?
Well, yes. He was born in 1854, I believe, or 1856, something like that. But my great-great-grandfather, James, came from Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
was in the Battle of New Orleans in 1815, and then sometime between 1815 and 1819 married and was living in Lake Charles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those records are rather hard to come by, many of them having mm-hmm. been burned.
He came from Montgomery County?
County, Tennessee.
Is that
Clarksville.
Oh, Clarksville.
Last train. And I've been up there looking through records. There's no family Bible that's still in possession of some other descendants that I'd like to get away from them, but I don't believe I can.
Can you go back farther than that?
No, and I've been trying to. Being an inexperienced genealogist, or not one at all, I tried to go back because I thought they were born in North Carolina, so I went to North Carolina to look for the generation before that, only to find that when they were born, Tennessee was part of North Carolina. So I just need to go look in some other counties in Tennessee, and possibly some in Kentucky, because it's right up on the Kentucky mm-hmm. border, and there were two other who were obviously kin to them because of the interchange of land between the various members of the family that lived up near Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. What country did they come from?
They would have come from Ireland. They mm-hmm. were Scotch, but you know, back when King James I of Scotland was trying to settle the Irish question, he thought he'd do it by sending a lot of Scots over there to live. And you notice how well that's been settled if you look at the Irish problems today. It's those Scots that were the Protestants that are still fighting. Some of them left, and mine evidently left sometime during the 1700s
mm-hmm.
and came to the United States. And I know where a lot of are, but I just can't. I don't. Would you like to have a cup of coffee?
Sure.
All right, bring me some coffee then, thanks. Sometime during the 1700s, and I've located a lot of that came through and have been to South Carolina, I believe it was. South Carolina to see some. But I can't get mine connected with theirs
mm-hmm.
on paper.
How do you go about this exactly? I mean, where do you go to look for the records?
Well, in census records to begin with, he was listed. This is one of the reasons I was going to North Carolina. In a census record, James's wife was listed as being born in North Carolina. So I thought, aha, mm-hmm. I will look for her in North Carolina. And you go to the archives, and they will have census records and all kinds of records and service records, all mm-hmm. kinds of things. And it's a whole lot of looking. And sometimes you just go around and you'll get a whole bunch of names. If you're looking for a David, you may find 10.
Mm-hmm.
But only one of them is from Montgomery County. So you think, all right, this is probably my David. And then you go back and look in the records and you find a will where he's left it to his children, one of which is your grandfather. And mm-hmm. there, and such a will does exist in Montgomery County.